As we prepare to celebrate the coming of the new year, Benedictine abbot Timothy Wright reflects on food and on the right of all to receive their daily bread.
Every one of us needs food to live. But how often do we reflect on food in all the different dimensions that food brings to our lives? I'd just like to say a few words, if I may, focus on bread, which is, along with, in whatever form, is part of a staple diet of the majority of the peoples of our world. And we can reflect that in order that we have bread, someone has to grow it. And to grow it properly and efficiently requires not just human labour, but a sophisticated system of seeds and fertilizers and pesticides, and also the weather. And in some places the weather is predictable, and other places less predictable. A good harvest and a bad harvest can alternate with alarming frequency. So the bread we eat is the product of technology, of inventiveness, but also of hard labour and a system of getting that food from the field across the oceans to my home. But behind that, there is also a sense in which our landscape, our natural world, must be able to grow things. And of course, in a normal state of affairs, we would expect things to be roughly the same year on year. But as we know, there are places in our world where the climate has changed in the last 15 or 20 years. It's got drier, or it's got wetter. And this, of course, affects what we can grow, how we feed ourselves, the food we eat, and the food our neighbour has to eat should belong to the same category, available. But if the climate changes, that availability is going to be reduced. But then there is a sense in which some of us have problems with eating too much. We're overweight. And others of us don't have enough. And our life is limited and restricted because the energy we have from the food is simply not enough to give us the energy to work the full day. It makes us more vulnerable to disease and illness and sickness. And then there are those for whom food is part of our way of welcoming the stranger, our hospitality. And we can offer that hospitality to anyone who knocks at our door. But then there are some people to whom we would not want to give hospitality because of their evil intent, their desire to exploit. And then there is the food which comes and goes. The food which is the sign of something deeper, the food we call Eucharist, the food which is the presence of Christ to challenge us to appreciate the world, the farming world which produces the food, challenges us to modify our habits to ensure that hunger is reduced, malnutrition is overcome. Eucharist which is challenging us to appreciate our natural world and care for the environment. Eucharist, which challenges us to see in each visitor the presence of God. And for us Christians, Eucharist challenges us to see that it is the presence of the risen Christ, to remind us that the food that endures is not the physical food we need today. More importantly, it is the spiritual food which leads us to the ever-deepening intimacy with God, an intimacy built out of our faith, nourished by our scriptures, celebrated in our Eucharist, adored in the silence of our prayer, and affirmed, welcomed, appreciated, forgiven in each person of whatever age, from whatever place, whom we meet today.
You've You've been listening to Benedictine Abbot Timothy Wright.